Hallelujah. We pray that you bless your word today, Father. Yahshua's mighty name. Let it be an inspiration and a strength to the called, the chosen, the elect, and the faithful. We ask all things in that wonderful, precious name of the Lamb. We thank you, Yahweh, in Messiah's wonderful name. And the saints declared, hallelujah. Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. Blessing for all of his bountiful and wonderful blessings today. Strength to press on. For his anointing rests in my soul today. I may know the power of his truth. And above all things, I desire that in an hour whereby the spirit of Babylon is consuming the minds, the hearts of the people. A very confused nation doesn't know which way to go, what is coming, which way to turn. I ask you all a question. Who knows what the word immoral means? Who knows what that means? Antimoral. Who knows what that means? An immoral person. If someone is moral, they have character according to certain laws. Do we know what immoral is? Of course, they use it all the time. We are people that we're lazy, we're shiftless, we're trifling. When I hear things, I want to understand why that. I'll tell you what the word immoral means. It simply means this. They're neither moral or bad. So the scripture calls it a hypocrite. So this is what they call an immoral generation. They're neither good, they're neither bad. They're just perverted. So that is the nature of this generation. It is much more prominent in what we call the people of, quote, God, unquote. It's a very insidious darkness that lurks in the inward parts of their souls and their minds. For they reject the most dynamic power that has ever been revealed unto man in this hour. And that is the manifestation of Almighty Yahweh in flesh. He may redeem his people, only his people, from their sins. He will save his people from their sins. And no one else will he save. Because scripture tells us that salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. It belongs to him. And thy blessing is upon only thy people. His blessings, the fullness of his gratitude, thankfulness, is only upon his people. You find in people that their hearts, or the heart of that people, is filled with the joy and the gladness of what he has done, and you find his people. I think about us as we began to sing this morning. As I walked at the fellowship on Thursday, you're more excited about the donuts, trash, pizza, trash. Every last one of you had a glee of gladness. There were ecstasy there. You were glad. When it comes to the things that brings about the blessings and the fullness of Yahweh, we have disdain for that. It's only because there's a dark power that fills the minds and the hearts of many today. They don't belong to Yahweh. They're not his. And that's the truth. I know that we have been taught so, and that religious tradition has been ingrained in us. But it's not according to scripture. And if it's not according to scriptures, then it's a lie, isn't it? Because you're always trying to lead us to one place. And that is a profound worship of his people, that they would exalt him and acknowledge Him in all things. You have consumed so much time in folly and foolishness that your mind is almost seared from the pure things of Yahweh. You have no fear. You say you love Him with your lips, as He said they do, but your heart is far from Him. For if you truly love Him, you have a love for His truth. And the only way you want to know the power of His truth, you must give time in studying the Scripture and seeking Him. You've got time for every kind of sin and folly, but not when it comes to your life. He's not on your mind because you don't talk about Him. He's not in your conversation because you have covetousness and sin and lust in your conversation. And that is all in your conversation. Because those things that the God of your belly excites you more than the truth of Yahweh. And so your conversation in your mouth is never filled with His truth, His name, or the love of His truth. You can reject what I say. It's to your own peril. And He's done all He can to warn this wicked Babylonian generation. It is so steeped in His own worship of His traditions, His laws, and the laws of His fathers and mothers, that they have allowed those things to supersede Scripture. And Scripture is truth. Nothing is truth but Scripture. As I've done lately research how that this whorehouse, Catholicism, every rendition, what we call the Bible, has come by her power to orchestrate and to manipulate. And she knows that this generation is so ignorant that they will not allow their flesh to be discomforted in any way. She has had her hands in everything. Every interpretation, she has been the one to ordain what goes in there, what words, what things are deleted. And she has done all she could to delete the Father's name. It was there, Yahweh. Every place where you see Lord of God in the Old Testament, His name, it was not in the poetic form Yah, but it was Yahweh. And so when the priests would come to that, they would say Adonai, which cometh the Lord. They would say Adonai, God. But His name was there. It was there, Yahweh. And she has done all she could because she despises, even today, the Hebrew identity. That's why this vile Pope and those that were his predecessors have never acknowledged her atrocities and the thing that she has done. And so she has done all she could as she used a people called the Germans to totally eradicate a people that the heritage and the knowledge would be expunged from history. But Yahweh had his hands even in that. He did not come to a German speaking German when he came. He came to Miriam, which was a Hebrew. And he spoke to her in a Hebrew tongue. He did not speak to her with the language of malachs or angels. He spoke to her in a way that she would understand what was transpiring. And his name has never, ever changed. He has not given man the authority. As the Pope and the Roman Council has changed the day of Shabbat to Sunday, the Lord's Day. That's what they call it. We have never questioned that. And yet in this hour, Yahweh begins to impart an anointing. It takes the anointing because that is the only thing that breaks the yoke. And the hearts of His men, that they proclaim without any compromise the truth that makes His people free, as He said to Pharaoh, let them go, that they may go into the wilderness to worship Me and to serve Me. And this generation doesn't know how to worship. I look at some of you all, you are dead. You have no spiritual life. You have no power of conviction or anything. You're full of sin. You're full of your own darkness and your flesh. You're going to die that way. You're going to die. As He sent forth warnings, He intends for His people, their hearts to rejoice at His good news, and that they are glad that he would speak unto them of the bountiful blessings that he has poured out and that he has established for people to know him. And the reason our hearts are the way they are because you're full of sin and you're full of darkness. Your minds are full of frivolous things. You don't talk about him. You talk trash. And that's why you look trashy. Your minds are filled with trash. Your heart is trashy. No love. I don't think that I'm afraid of any of us. It even troubles me as we grow closer to Passover. If I watch the great and the spirit of betrayal and denial always come out of Passover. And that thing that is in you today, that corrupt thing, it will intensify because you have taken of Yahweh's body and you should not have. You didn't truly confess your sins. You have not acknowledged your sins. And I've watched that thing overtake many. This is such a self-righteous, wicked generation. He's simply going to save his people. And salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. And his blessing is upon the house of those that are called by his name. Those that are his. Jesus Christ is a name that is erroneous. The Catholic Church had her doings in that. They have taken the names of scriptures and totally transformed them. That the identity or the originality is totally taken away. And that's what this religious Babylon has done. You must understand the spirit of Babylon. It is the worship of all kinds of deities. That's why they have made Yahweh a deity or a divine one. And the scriptures tells us to stay away from the diviners, those that divine. And because this is a lazy, shiftless generation, they have not received this empowerment of the Spirit. And that is the truth. I will ask all of you all a question. Is the Father a Spirit? Did not Messiah say he would pray to the Father? And the Father will come and dwell in us. That's what he said. He will not lead us down a crooked path. And because of religion, and because of religious identities that we have brought any kind of trust into this way, we can't get free from it. And our only strength, the people of Yahweh, is that his words, in his truth, he can never lie. That's our only hope. Because you, as you walk, are not doing much to keep yourself saved from this untoward generation. He should be on our minds in the morning. At noonday, all day, he should be on our minds. I don't care what you're doing, you should talk of him and the talk should be about him. But do you and the brothers do that? That's all I do. There's nothing else for me to talk about. I don't care what our conversation is, it is always around him. I don't care what I began to talk about, it all evolves around him. And he is the center of everything that we do. Everything. 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 That's the way it should be. And no other way but about him. That's why there is not a worship of this drunkenness, your sins. And yet the very God of your belly, when the sacrifice is over unto that, it awakens. You get excited about a donut or some trash pizza, some Jezebel I put together with her hands. And you consume it upon the lust of your flesh, yes. Not with a thanksgiving. How do you know that? Because there were you that wanted more than others because you thought others would get more than you. And it's your own lust, and you consumed it upon your own flesh and your own lust. I said, what a sad tragedy. It's a sad thing. And yet we can sit and commune in that when it comes to the truth of Yahweh, we become very despondent in a short period of time. We get very irate. You want to go home. We don't want to hear that. Because you're not here. Because the sheep, they hear his voice. The stranger, they will not follow. They will not follow a stranger. They will follow him. And any man that denies the spirit of Messiah, because that is the spirit of prophecy, that he came from the Father, that what is the Father's name? I want to know this Father and see if he has any credibility. What is his identity? What is his identity? I want to know his identity. Shaitan, Shaitan has used this lazy drunkenness of the mind today, and he has doped the world into a dope sense of false reality. He constantly feed our flesh. That's why we're in the natural shape we're in. We are fat, we are lazy, we are out of shape, we are shiftless, and we are trifling. Because of our own greed and our own lust. And that's all we're feeding today. When a man of Yahweh speaks that, we become very offensive. Because your flesh is enmity against Yahweh. It despises anything that corrects it. It doesn't want anything to correct your corrupt, wicked flesh. And yet you will do a sin and condemn the brother or the sister. That sin is not like your sin. You must understand that I'm not looking for any brownie points. I'm not looking for an exaltation. None of that. I'm not looking for any payday. I'm looking for the redemption. For the eternal hope. That's what I'm looking for. And because I have such an assurance of hope, I will take my time to understand the thoroughness and the fullness of what he has said, that I may know in the hour of great trial and affliction, my faith will not shake. I will not falter on him. I will not turn to the way of the flesh and try to find some comfort. I'm going to turn to him. I'm not looking toward mother or father or kinsman. I'm looking to him. And what Yahweh has always done, what he will do, he has ordained in the mouth of his servants, preachers, that they shall preach the profound truth and the knowledge revelation of whom he is. He has chosen. It's not by your demand. But he has chosen by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe the testimony of Messiah. And this generation denied the power of his truth, and it has come to this Jezebel. For every denomination and schism, they follow the same spirit of this mother. She has created everything, saints. She has done and made mockery of scripture. She has changed them that men cannot discern whether this is true right here. Whether minds cannot even grasp that. Where 99% of America and what you call Christendom deny this. Messiah said, I did not come to destroy what the prophets or the laws said, nor what the prophets said. But I came to make the full power of that reveal. And the only way I can do that, you must know that he is me. I am he. And that's the only way we can live by the strength of his truth, is that the seat of his authority rules in your heart. What rules in the hearts of men today? Their sin, their lies, their own covetousness, their own wickedness, their own flesh, their own pride. That's what rules today. That's the preeminence of your rule today. It's not the simplicity of Yahweh's laws. It's not truth. That Messiah dwells in the heart by the power of the testimony that he gave unto us and the spirit witness. For he is the Son of Yahweh. For he did come in flesh. And if the spirit witnessed that unto us, no way. We will walk the way. And do the things that we do with a sinful mind of iniquity, a lawlessness that has no control at all, that says to the Father, you will not instruct me. He tells you to study. He tells you to study. You judge your own hearts. He tells you to be kindly affectionate one to another. You can be kind to the world. You can show the world affection. You can show your kinsmen affection. But he said, be kindly affectionate one to another. He said, let brotherly love continue. Let it be the strength of your fellowship, brotherly love. He tells us about our adversary, the devil. That he walks about accusing the brethren, the body. And we do the very thing that he tells us not to do. They said, Messiah, your mother, your father's outside. He demanded unto them, tell me, who is my mother? Who is my father? Who is my brother? But they that do the will of my father. They do the will of my father. He said, they that do the will of my father. They that do the will of my father. You were not chosen by Messiah. You was chosen by Yahweh before the foundations of the earth were ever made. You're chosen in Him before you ever thought of. And so this is the generation that defies the laws of Yahweh. The spiritual laws. The scripture laws. What Messiah spoke were the laws of Yahweh. He brought them to a spiritual understanding. At a spiritual understanding that there is a gladness and a joy in your heart to live what he commands you to live. You will know when someone is spiritual and someone that is not spiritual. There is a joy to obey and a gladness to do what the Father says. And it brings life to his soul because it brings the abundance of the blessings of Yahweh in his soul because he knows that he is obeying the Father in faithfulness. That's what the flesh does. When you obey the flesh in faithfulness, when you fill your bellies until they're full beyond even satisfaction, isn't the flesh glad? That's what David commanded, feed me until I want no more. Just feed me. And we are people that regurgitate his truth. You reject what he says. And that's what the lights are going dim. No, any city that sit upon a hill, the lights cannot be hid. During the 70s when I was in Germany in 1975, it was one thing that I would love to see. I would love to see the lit cities upon the hills. You can see them from miles and miles away. And even when you're on the hills, you can see the valley lows because they were lit up. You knew that there was life there. When something is not lit up, you know that there's no life there. I can look at the death in the hearts of Yahweh's people. I know that there is sin at the house. Sin brings about a darkness. But Adam's sin against Yahweh, darkness pursued him. He did not even know that he was there because he began to hide from the light of Almighty Yahweh. Light has shined into this world. And men despise that darkness. Why? Because first of all, the light reproved their sins. And they love darkness rather than they love light. You will hold on to dark things, dark sayings, dark traditions, instead of gravitating to the things that bring the light and the power of Yahweh down in your soul. That you may be free to what? To worship Him. To serve Him. And you're not worshiping some elusive thing you call God. You're worshiping Yahweh, for there is one that seeketh such to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now, if there's one that is seeking me to do that, I would like to know his name. What is your name, sir? If you seek me to worship you that way, tell me your name. And that's why our worship has been false. It hasn't been true. You did not get any kind of salvation because of your mama's prayers, her fasting, because your daddy took you to a whorehouse on Sunday. Salvation didn't come that way. If it did, then this book is a fabricated lie. And he is a lie too. But he is the truth. And by Yahweh's immutability, he cannot lie. So we find this Babylonian spirit today That's why you have so many forms of religion. The apostolic, the Pentecostal, Seventh Day, Baptist Day. You have every kind of religion and God there is today. Because that's what Babylon was. It's a way of worship. You worship all kinds of deities. And they all were different. Don't tell me, my friends, that the Pentecostal God of the black folks is the same Pentecostal God of the white folks. Don't tell me that the apostolic God of the white folks is the same apostolic God of the black folks. Don't tell me that the black folks' God is the same God of the white folks. You are a flat out liar. You can sit here in all of your hypocrisy of lies. That's why you will never grow to a place whereby you can receive truth, because you don't deal with reality. You're always a reality. Don't tell me the same Jesus are the white folks, the same Jesus are the blacks. You got the Church of God there at the synagogue in Tennessee. You got two distinct organizations. You got the blacks and you got the whites. You tell me that's of Yahweh? Don't tell me that that name Yahweh is polluting, causing men to fall from the faith. They have fallen from the faith because they have denied the resurrection. They don't believe in the resurrection. The name Jesus has caused more trouble and more separation. Yes, it has. Than any other name. Because it's not the name of the Son. It's not the name of the Father. They have the same name. Yahweh. The name is the same. The name is the same. It is so sad because all of these organizations know it. The Catholic Church above all. Do you understand? Can any of you all tell me? With all this intellectual power we have, do you understand when what we call the Bible, when it came to a point whereby you could literally get one? You think it happened in the last 1,000 years? 500 years? When did computers really began to be established in this nation, the personal computers? How long ago that's been? 30 years. How long ago since it was you could actually did a recorded conversation, someone call you and leave a recording? That's 50 years ago, wasn't it? 30 years. Oh, that's just in the 70s. Just relative all new. It's all new. Personal computers just came around in the 70s. All new. All new. And yet all these things are so relevant, they're so relative, available for anyone to see. Yet we shut our eyes. Because we don't want our sins to be exposed. And if you see what this whore has done, what she has done, like no other, you must understand, because I do take time to understand things, you must understand that the papacy was not started in Rome. They had the papacy in France and in Rome. And that is why they had to give an English Bible, because they wanted to bring the English subjects unto them. They knew that they couldn't do with the French authority. So they had to bring something. What a language. The Babylonian tongue of English. The most confusing. That is the most confusing language it is. That is the most confusing language. Come on, saints. No other language is as confusing as that language. Tell me. That language is confusing. They make words up all the time. That's why I ask you all, do you understand what immoral is? I know you did. And amoral. I know you didn't know what it means. And amoral. You hear it all the time that America is an amoral nation. Let's just say they're just lukewarm. They're just in the center. They're a hypocrite nation. They're hypocrites. And I will preach until I die. I'm telling all of you, my friends, I don't care if you don't love me. I know this truth that I'm preaching. It is from the Father's bosom. And all of you against sin, you can't shut me up. I don't care if you're attacked. We're dealing with the eternal souls of Yahweh's people. We're dealing with the great battle that we're headed toward. You're going to have a seal of one name. It must be a name seal in your forehead. It's going to be the name of the beast. It's going to be the name of Yahweh. That's it. There will be a name seal in your forehead. You can deny it. You can reject it, saints. But there must be a name seal. That is the seal of the Father. His name. That's why he put his name in his house. That when he walked in his house, he could see his name. He put his name in his house, and he walked and he could see his name. And his train filled the temple. So when he came in, he could see his name there. And his name was in the temple. And his name was in the house, not the temple, forgive me, Yahweh, but in his house, in the tabernacle of Yahweh. He never called it temple. I would have begun reading. Now, on that first page, I gave you the definition of those words, of that word, elect, chosen. The first one is from the Greek lexicon. You see that? Can I ask you all a question? How many of you all know what the Septuagint is? What is that? I'm just showing us because we don't. And yet you will get offended. You will fight against someone because they tell you the truth. You find out what that is. Septuagint. Find out what it is. And we will fight because we're so lazy. That's what we are. And we will not take time to find out these kinds of things. I know what it is. Find that out. And so what I did here, I gave you the definition of chosen. The Greek lexicon. And also down in the Hebrew lexicon. Basically, that's what it is. It's chosen. You see that word it says picked out? That's what chosen. Do you hear that? It's picked out. Chosen. Obtained salvation through Messiah. Hence, the saints are called chosen or elect of Yahweh. Now, that is what the Father calls us. He calls us His chosen. His elect. His people. That's what the Father calls His people. Now, what I want to emphasize today, I want to take my time literally, because quite a few scriptures that I want to read. I want to begin in the beginning of Scripture and see what Scripture says. It is either that there is a chosen and elect people of Yahweh, believe me, what we're offering up unto Him, it is a sin. Because there is no purity. There is no presenting our bodies unto Him as a living sacrifice. You come in the tabernacle of Yahweh and you're not alive. You're not a living sacrifice unto Yahweh. You're dead. Twice dead. And you're plucked up by the root. Well, there's no root of love in you. You don't have no love for Yahweh's truth. And that's just it. When you have love for His truth, it brings about life in a man's soul. And that's why there is no life in you. Scripture says in Deuteronomy, you all see that, Deuteronomy chapter 7. Would have begun reading at verse 6, those three verses. Yahweh said, for thou art an holy people unto Yahweh your Father. He said, Yahweh thy Father hath chosen thee to be what? To be what? A special people unto who? Himself. Now that's why we were elected, because He has called us to be a special people unto Himself. He said above or beneath? Above or beneath? He said above some people. He said above all people that were upon the face of the earth. And that is what Yahweh has done. And Shaitan has done all he can to manipulate that. That's why he has brought even the Hebrew heritage down to nothing. Why? Why do the Roman Catholic Church possess all the artifacts and the things of that era to Messiah? Why? Tell me! She continued, it's pure poison. Do you not understand that the beast power shall be on the strength of religious unity? There's no religious unity with your way and the world's religions. He said, call you and chose you to make your people special unto me above all nations. Yahweh did set His love upon you. He what? He did not what? Nor what? Chose you because ye were what? Than any people, but ye were what? Fewest of all the people. I want you to underline that little word few, because I want to emphasize that. He said you were the fewest of all the people. He said, I didn't pick you because you were the abundance in number. And the house of Yahweh is the same today. It hasn't changed one bit. He has not called or chose a large number. He said, I chose you because you were few in people. That's why. To let you know and the world know, it's not by numbers or might or any power that you possess. It's going to be by the manifestation of my mighty power, whom I am, and they shall know that those that call on the gods of the Hittites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, they shall know that this Yahweh is the mighty one,
and that he will deliver his chosen and his elect people out of the bondage of every strange power of darkness. So he has chosen a small field. He did it from the beginning. He didn't choose a lot. He said, but because Yahweh loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, have Yahweh brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. He said, I put you there so that I will show my mighty hand. They will know that I'm not Dagon. Was that not the God of Pharaoh? He had a name, didn't he? It was Dagon. He said, they're going to know that name your way. And they're going to exalt that name because they're going to know the fewest of all people. You not see the mighty work of Yahweh? He said the fewest of all people against the host of the Egyptian army. And when Pharaoh went after him, he chose his choice chariots. He knew that they wouldn't get by. He did not just choose any chariot, but the mighty ones and the ones that were violent and great power. And he took a few people. And he brought them out by his mighty hand. Do you not understand that that's what he's going to have to do today? To bring you out of your bondage. And he's going to break you. He's going to break your will and your spirit. He's going to show you your sins and your corruption. He's going to have to do that. Because you're just like Israel. You turn back and you go back to your gods. And serving the flesh pot and every kind of sin is what this nation does. And those that profess that they are, quote, saints, unquote. He said, you're going to know that I brought you out. And knowing that, you're going to give glory and honor unto this one that brought you out. You're not going to do what you did in Egypt. You're not going to serve the mythical God. You're going to know that's me. And what he has done for us, this mighty one, it is a sad travesty. We don't know the one that did that for us. That's the truth. The religious world doesn't know who did that. He says here, as you see in Psalms 33, verse 12, I'm going to run through those Psalms because I like every last one of them. It said, blessed are the nations. I know how it says it's there, but it said, blessed are the nations that know Yahweh as the Father. Blessed are the nations that know Yahweh as the Father or as their Father. He said, and the people whom he hath what? Chosen for what? Whose inheritance? Whose inheritance? His own inheritance. You think Messiah spoke anything differently than what he spoke? That's what this Catholic whore has done. She has totally eradicated. That's why. Why do you think those that call themselves Jews will have nothing to do with Christianity? Because they have abandoned the Torah, the prophets, and the laws. That's why, saints, and this whore, this deceptive Jezebel, has done a marvelous job. And this crushing mind that, yeah, we have the mind of the whore mother. And so, Messiah, you're always trying to get us the mind of Messiah. He didn't please himself, did he? But he did all things to please who? The Father. Is that what Scripture said? He didn't please himself. He did all things to please the Father. He did not try to please him. He did all things to please the Father. And that's what this Jezebel has done. So she has taken the old covenant of the Old Testament. She has totally said, no good. Don't tell me. Folks will tell you, well, you don't need the Old Testament. Just read the New. That's what I heard when you always saved me. That's the truth. And without the old, you cannot understand the manifestation of the New. And now what he's doing, he's taking us back to the old time way. He's taking us back to the old landmark. Only those that are called, elect, and chosen. David says in the 89th chapter of Psalms, Yahweh said, I have made a covenant with who? Only his chosen. I have sworn unto David, my servant. He only makes his covenant with his chosen. And that covenant is the law of his government that he governs us with. To bring us into the fullness of his prosperity. And that our hearts are blessed. We rejoice in all the wonderful things that he has done. He does not make his covenant with the worlds. There are worlds. There are many worlds that have been upon the face of the earth. And I use that expression that there are people strange tongues and different cultures and ethnicities that have walked and sojourned on the face of the earth. He simply makes his covenant with his chosen. He doesn't make a covenant with a stranger. He only makes his covenant with the chosen. And he had a chosen he made his covenant with. We being strangers, being adopted unto him. We've been adopted. That's our strength, that we have been adopted. We've been brought into this fellowship by the submissiveness of Messiah. Why? Because before the foundations of the earth were ever formed, he had chosen a strange people, different tongues, Gentiles, blacks, whites, creeds, ethnicities. He had chosen them for one thing, and that is truly to worship him. Now we must understand the chosen aspect to understand what worship is. I pray Yahweh give me understanding to speak on that soon. He says in 105, verse 5 and 6, he said, remember now, he's talking to the house of Israel. Remember his marvelous work that he has done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. He said, O seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen. He said, what you must do now, you that are his chosen and his servants, see that thou hurt not the earth or the grass or anything. Hurt only those that have not the seal of the Father in their foreheads. He had chosen a people, the house of Jacob, that they were the seed of his heritage. And he has a people that is the seed of his heritage. It is his own heritage. Can I ask you all a question? If a man has $1 billion, do you hear that? And if he just walks and wander upon you today in the streets and say, look, Dale, what is your name, son? My name is Dale. Dale what? Rainey. He said, I'm going to choose you to inherit all that I have. Or he said, James. Your name is James? Yes, sir. He said, I want you to choose to have my inheritance. When Ben-Hur, when he had saved the captain's or the governor's life, he said, Paul said, well, what do you want? He says, I choose that this son of Ithamar be now my inheritance, my son. He said, no, no. So he made him his inheritance, or everything that he possessed, he received it all. So he had the power to do that. So does Yahweh. He chose him. He had other nephews and others, but he didn't choose them. He chose that one. He chose that one. He didn't choose his cousin. He had. But he chose that one. That's how it worked. That's the choosing of Yahweh. He just picked. No, he didn't pick his sisters. He picked him. He didn't pick Masala. He picked him. And that's the way Yahweh does it, saints. He picked one and set that one in a solitary place. Out of the house of 20, he only picks one. Out of the lineage of 10,000, he may not pick none. We go see what Scripture says. I don't care what you think. You're thinking it's foolish, full of sin and corrupt. Look at verse 26 of the same chapter. He said, Moshach, he said to him, his servant, and Aaron, whom he what? He had chosen. Did they go and do the will of the Father? Did he not choose them? Was it Pharaoh's choosing or Yahweh's choosing? So he chose them. He chose them. He said, Moses, you're going to be like a god, and Aaron, you're going to be like a prophet. That's what he says. And whatever you say to him, Aaron is going to speak it. So Yahweh chose them. Korah, Dathan, and Abiram says, you take on too much of yourself. And Yahweh said, I'm going to split them in hell, everything they possess. He destroyed the entire heritage and let it there. You folks think you can speak to the man of Yahweh any way you want to. You are a flat out fool. You think you can talk against him, don't you? But there is an hour, if I'm a true man of God, there is an hour you're going to pay for your sins. Korah, Dathan, and Abiram say, well, you take on too much. And Moshach said, Father, look at them, they're oppressing me. He said, stand back. If I don't do a new thing today, I'm going to do something so new it's going to cause fear in their hearts. And that's what he's doing in this hour. He's doing the same thing but a new thing. He's separating his chosen house out from this religious whore. You take time to read them crazy novels and books. It's sorcery. It's curious arts. You need to take time to know Him and to learn Him. You take time to spend read the life section, football and basketball, and no time to read what He says. The 43rd verse of the same chapter. And He brought forth His people. Yahweh, He brought forth what? With what? And His chosen with gladness. He said, you're my people, but you're my chosen. But His heart was glad to know that He could bring them forth and they would know that. I know what Scripture says. You can't base things on how you feel. You can't base things on what you learn in the first grade. First grade cannot teach you algebra. First grade just laid the foundation down so you can get to the point in discipline. You can learn algebra. You can't learn what, you can't hold on what you learned in fifth grade when you're taking calculus. You forget those little elementary things. They're second nature. So this profound truth always going to be revealed is that we're going to have this understanding. It's going to have to come by a spirit. No other way. 135 verse 4. I'll read them. You follow along with me. For Yahweh hath chosen Jacob unto Himself, and Israel for His what? Now, we underline that too, because it talks about a peculiar people. I'll read that later, but he has chosen Israel, He has chosen Jacob for Himself, and Israel to be a peculiar what? Treasure. A peculiar treasure? You mean the least of the fields of people? He called them to be a treasure. There will be a treasure unto Him. Do you understand what a treasure is? When you treasure something, what does it mean? It's worth something. Has great value. You can't equate any value with it. Not with a treasure. They got paintings and artifacts that you can't even give them a value. They're priceless. And that's why this whole house called the Roman Church, she's holding on to every kind of artifact and everything there is. Everything has been done, it has been done by her. I'm telling you, saints, if I have time, I want to show you a little something on the history of even the King James and how it came about. Even all the scriptures that came before it. It is information so relative, easy to obtain. And we're so lazy, we're concerned about nothing but our flesh. We're not concerned about our spiritual life. Something is wrong with us. Something is drastically wrong. Something is wrong. Something is wrong in your soul, and you won't even try the spirit of your own soul. You won't even test it by truth. You just reject truth. You just shut your heart from it. And this is sent to test your heart and see the way there's a heart of faith. You can't deny this. Isaiah chapter 41, it says, but thou, Israel, you are my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. That's what he called Abraham, his friend. Look what he says now in verse 9. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth or before the earth or from the beginning before it ever started. What he says. He said, and I have called thee from the chief men thereof and said unto thee. Look what he says now. Thou art my what? Servant, I have what? Chosen thee, and what? And not cast thee away. Whom He has chosen, He will never cast away. He has chosen Israel. He has chosen a people of the Hebrew tongue. He will not cast them away. And what Satan is trying to do is cast away the identity, to destroy the identity of Yahweh, and He has done a good job. Because her whore's daughters fall after her. Whatever she says, they do it. They obey with all openness of heart. Look at verse 10. He said, you are my witnesses. Now what do we witness, saint? If they were His witnesses, are we not the Father's witness today? Was Messiah not the witness of the Father? Saints, hear me, please. This is no time to be drunk. There's no time. He wants us to be sober this hour. He said, you are my witnesses. Was Messiah a witness of the Father? He said, you are my witness, saith Yahweh, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know, and what? Me. Who? Me. Who? Me, Yahweh. He said, you are my witness, that you may know now, And believe me, Messiah came to let us, or to bring the knowledge that we may know the Father and believe Him. He did not change the scripture. He did not come to destroy what prophet Isaiah said. He came to let us, that we may know the Father. And then in knowing Him, we may believe Him. That's the truth, my friends. That we may believe Him. And what? That I what? That I am. You got to know that I'm Yahweh. He, that I am He. Before me, there is no other what? El what? Formed. Before me, there was no other El. There was no other Mighty One even formed. See, that's what I mean. There was no other El, Eloah. There was no other, there was nothing formed before me. That's in that King James text. He said, before me, there was no other form. There was nothing formed before me. Why? Verse 11. I even, he said, I am Yahweh. And beside me there is no what? No what? Beside him there is no what? Well, how? We must know the same one then. How did this man come in the name of Jesus and teach something different than the Father's name? The same powers in the Father's name. He say, I am the same one. That's what he says. That's why those in Israel today will not receive what this corrupt thing we call Christianity. It is corrupt. It is a vile, insidious Jezebel. And all she does is try to produce illegitimate youngins. That's why in every corner you got a whorehouse. Every place you go, they will scream out tomorrow just like Jezebel's going to the temple of Diana. And the sexual lust that dresses up to here. That's why they'll dress like that tomorrow. They're going to the temple of Diana. Epaphroditus. Aphrodite. Scripture says in Isaiah 24. It says that the earth mourning, it mourneth and fadeth away. The world languisheth. You understand what that means, languisheth? This world is getting weak. It's exhausted. They're exhausting the welfare of the earth. Looking at the consumption of this greedy, wicked nation. Gas. We consume almost 67% of all the gas in the world. Oh, everything, every kind of energy. He said, I will destroy them that destroy what? And we are destroying the earth. That's why he doesn't want us to be a part of the destructiveness. He wants to live simple. He wants to live in a way that we don't contribute to these things that we've contributed. We've got to pay for what we've done. That's why he doesn't want us living like the wicked. Selfish. Consumed with their own lust. He said, languisheth and fadeth away. He said, it's a hardy people of the earth do languish. That's this hardy generation. They're so hardy. They're weak in faith. They don't trust Yahweh. They don't love for Him. I don't care if he's your son, daughter, wife, husband, makes no difference at all. A weak people, they languish at. He said the earth is also defiled. It is corrupt. Under the inhabitants thereof, that is who have corrupted the earth. The inhabitants. The people that live in it. He said why? Because they have what? Transgressed. The laws. Is that not what it says, saints? Now, if that was relevant then, you think that is the earth corrupt now? Is the earth corrupt now? Because they're transgressing the laws. That's why it's corrupt. They're transgressing Yahweh. They defy what He says. They don't want to do what He says. He said they change what? Now, it's not what this whore has done. She has changed every ordinance. Sunday, the Lord's Day. Ash Wednesday. Easter Sunday, stop, say, listen to me, one moment. How can these folks say they're saved? And they're going to go on Easter Sunday to these whorehouses that's going to recognize Easter. They're so polluted. Their minds are so twisted. They're going to hell. Yahweh's bringing them into the whorehouse to destroy them. I don't care if it's your mammy, your pappy, your whore's daughter, your wicked son, your grandpappy. How can they say that? How? And if you come to the knowledge of the truth, how can you go back like a dog to his own vomit? Go like a swine wallowing in her own putrefied puke. Something is wrong, saints. They're not Yahweh's chosen. That's all right. You don't have to be truth. He said they've changed ordinance. They've changed that. He never told us to worship on the first day.
He told us to worship on the Shabbat. That's the day you worship Yahweh. You come into His house on the Shabbat. I don't care what these wicked men say. You worship Him on the Shabbat. You worship Him. And that's what this, when I finish this, I want to show us what worship is in the weeks to come. He said, they've changed the ordinance and they have broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore have the what? Does it say a curse? Malachi says he's going to curse the priests, for they have denied His name. He said, I'm going to curse you because you will not declare, deny My name. He said, you cursed already because you have forsaken My name. He said, therefore have the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolated thereof, the inhabitants of the earth are burned, but what be left? Few men. Just a few. He said, you are the fewest of all people. He said, just a few are going to be left. There are going to be a few. The earth is burning under the insidious lust of this corruption and sin today. It is burning under the weight of transgression against Yahweh. That they're burning in their flesh, their lust, their wickedness. The young ones burned at that age. The old ones burned. No one has a sense of clarity today. They're born of these charlatan whorehouses. These men that call themselves preachers, they have their past as lost days. They bought them off. They have no strength at all. You can't buy me because I've been bought. I've been paid for by the blood. You must understand that blood was just the insurance policy. You always have chosen these. Now I want you to shed the blood to make sure that they know that this is my chosen but a few. We will see the same line through Scripture, saints. I'm going to warn this wicked house again. You better get off your lazy buttocks. That lazy, corrupt mind of yours. That mind of yours is lazy. I don't care what you say. It's lazy. You will dispute things that you see because you're so lazy and so shiftless, you won't take time to see whether it's the truth. You ought to search the Scriptures and see what the things I said to you, like the Bereans, whether they're the truth. You won't go back and even search this that I'm giving you. Even though I'm taking my time. That's all right. I'm going to be faithful unto the Father. What He gives me to do, I'll be faithful. He's going to bless me for my faithfulness. He says in Ephesians chapter 1. Paul says, bless me Yahweh, the Father of our ruler, our Redeemer, Yahshua the Messiah, who hath blessed us with what now? He hath blessed us with all. Now, who hath blessed us? He said, bless Yahweh, our Father, and our Master, who is the Master of Yahshua. He said, bless be Yahweh and Father. Look who He identifies. Now, who is this Father then? How has this whore done that? It's one thing about a whore. She never knows who the father of her children are. Say what you will. A whore never knows the daddy. And that's what this whore has done. She has no true father, so she's trying to make herself at these perverts today, says she can bring forth children. She can't. She's bringing forth illegitimates. He said, bless. Look at this man. Now, he first of all, I want to identify, bless me Yahweh. And he identified who he is and father of our master or our ruler, Yahshua the Messiah, who have now blessed us with all spiritual blessings the Father has in heavenly places, in now, as long as we're in Messiah. We're blessed with all spiritual blessings in Him. The Father has blessed us. That's who has blessed us. With all spiritual blessings in Messiah. Why? Because our hope is in Him. Our trust and our confidence in Messiah. He says, according as He has, according as He has what? Who has chosen? Who has chosen? Who has chosen? He said before, who has chosen? Yes, Yahweh. According as He hath what? Us where? When? Before when? The foundations of the world, that we should be what? And without what? Before Him in love. Without fault, without sin, without any rebuke. How can you bless the Son and not bless the Father? We're full of this world of the foolish nature. How can they bless Jesus and not bless the Father?
That's crazy. It is absurd. Who been taught those lies? They're wrong. They're wrong. What a mighty man of power. He said, bless me the Father. Bless Yahweh. I know his name. Bless Yahweh. He is a Father now. I want you Ephesians to know that. I know how you wrestle in your flesh. He said, but I want you to know he is the Father, Messiah. And that's what this whore has done. She blessed Mary. Sure she does. She doesn't bless Yahweh. Hallelujah. That's why it's hallelujah. Praise be Yah. He wants to be praised too. That's all right. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by. See, he came in and made sure we were adopted by Yahshua Messiah. To who? See, Messiah came to adopt us for the Father, that we would be a precious treasure unto him. We were put in Messiah's hand by the Father. And he was in the Father's hand. That's why he didn't lose the one. He didn't lose the one. He didn't lose the chosen. He didn't lose one of them. He said, for what purpose? He said, children of Yahshua Messiah. We have been adopted of children by Yahshua Messiah to himself according to what? Of what? Of his will. Of his will. We have been redeemed unto the Father for the good pleasure of his will. Messiah came to give us the hope that what the Father has done is true. He came to let us know, listen to me, saints, please hear me. He came to let us know what the prophets have said. It was our hope. What David declared was our hope. What the law has said is our government power, that we can walk in the assurance of that hope. Because that's what he will. Tell me, my friends, can you all tell me what power, what law was governed? What law governed Messiah? What law governed him? No one scripture where he came to destroy the law. No one scripture where he blasphemed the law or sinned. If he did anything against the law, he was a transgressor. If he did anything against the law, he was a transgressor. When they say, come on, your disciples, they eat corn, they wash with unclean hands. He said, no, he said, the traditions of the Father, they were their Father's tradition. Your Father's tradition is Sunday and Easter and Halloween and all of that trash. That's our Father's tradition, without the Father's tradition. That is not his tradition. It's Pentecost, Passover, it's Trump, it's not his tradition. He gave those that they would be a memorial unto his name, that we would remember him on those days. Because you don't think about it much during the day. You don't even think about God. You don't even think about Lord. You don't even think about Jesus. We think about our flesh. He has chosen that for what? To the praise of the glory of his love or his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in his beloved. You know what that accepted is? Who know what that means? I'll tell you what it means. It means just highly favored. He has favored you. He has favored you. He has favored you. That's all right by me, Father. He has favored me. He said you are the least, you are the fewest people in the world. I favored you. That's all right. He knows that the heart of every man is evil, wicked, desperately wicked, deceitful. He knows that, but still he chose the people. And he chose before the foundation one here, one there, three over there, one there. That's why on that highway, every now and then you see a wayfaring man. It doesn't say that it's full of people. Sure, it doesn't say that. And we want to think, this is what this Christian trash tells us. That's what this Christian trash tells us. No, it's not a Christo. I'm not a Christo. I've never liked that word called, I believe we were saints. When you always say me, I've always believed that. It says in 1 Peter, for Messiah also once suffered for sins. He suffered for the just, for those that were walking right, and those that were not walking right. That's what he did. And I know what it has taught us, that means that he suffered for every sinner. He suffered for this and he suffered for that. He suffered for the house of Yahweh. You've sinned, all have sinned and fallen short of Yahweh's glory. He said that he might bring us to who? But what it says, someone turn quickly in the King James and tell me what that says. I know what it says. It says that he may bring us to who in the King James? First Peter 3:18. It may bring us to who? May bring us to who? Say it again. I'll read that again. For Messiah, it says in that for Jesus, also have once suffered for sin, for the just and the unjust, that he might bring us to God. How else can that even be plain? Even in fact that even the one they call Jesus was to bring them to God. What God? He suffered to bring us to the Father's sake. That's the truth. That's a simple truth. He suffered to bring us to the Father. Being put to death in flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. By which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. He preached to us all. He preached deliverance to us all. Which sometimes were disobedient. But what's the long-suffering of what it says there? When the long-suffering of Yahweh waited in the days of who? While the ark was preparing, wherein, say it please, what? What? That is, now he was so precise, that is what? What was saved? Eight what? Eight souls were saved by water. Eight souls now. He didn't say eight family members. He saved eight souls. Every family, did they all say? They all go to different whole houses? This will go that will go that, this will go that, this will go to a Baptist, this will go to a Methodist, this will go to Pentecost, this will go to First Pentecost, this will go to that, and they all save. And they all could greet and meet on that mutual thing. I love the Lord, I love Jesus. Sure they are. The Baptist, the Methodist, daddy goes to the Methodist, mama goes to the Baptist. It's a lie from hell. Grandmama goes over here, woman preacher. Great granddaddy goes over here, effeminate man is a preacher. Is that so? Strength of any man is that the anointing of Yahweh, the power of his spirit dwells in him. It's not by his physical character, but there is an anointing in him. And that I am a man. Nothing else than that. That I am. For his character dwells in that man. And that's the truth. He said only eight souls were saved. Only eight souls. Do I believe that? What it says in Revelation 3 and 4 then. He said, thou hast what? How many names? Say it loud. Even in where? Which have not defiled their what? And they shall walk with who? Messiah, they shall walk with me in white, for they are what? You understand what that few is? A small number, just a few. He says you got a few in Sardis. Yeah, he was talking about a city there. You understand that? He was talking about a place there. That's what Sardis was. He was talking about a place there. He says you got a few there. In a whole city like Charlotte, a few. In a city like New York, a few. That's what he was talking about. That's what he said. You got a few that just hasn't defiled their garments. Hallelujah. That's it. He says in Matthew chapter 7. I want you to all go and read these scriptures and go over them again. You got to start at the beginning of the text of these scriptures. I just wrote the scriptures out, all right? You must understand. I want to kind of bring us up the place where he's talking about here in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. He showed the multitude, and Messiah, he went upon the mountain. And then his disciples, they came unto him. If you go from chapter 5 to chapter 7, you will see, at chapter 5, you see, he opened his mouth and then he began to talk unto them, all right? He began to talk or he began to speak. He began to open his mouth. And this is what he says now in chapter 7, verse 12. He says, now look what he says. Therefore, some of the things now, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, he said, ye do also to them. Some of you folks don't even know how to be nice to each other. You don't know how to love each other. You're distant. You got your own little world. If you want someone to treat you in a certain way, you treat them that way. That's what Messiah said. You're selfish. You're full of reproach and sin. He said, for this is what? And what? Now you tell me the law and the prophet spoke that. You tell me the law and the prophet spoke that. As we say, do unto others, you have them do unto you. You tell me the law and the prophet spoke that. You tell me the law and the prophet spoke that. If it didn't, then this man you call Jesus or Lord God or Yahshua is a liar. He said, well, this is the law and the prophets. They speak this. He said, I want to warn you all now. He says now, he said, enter in at the straight gate. He was talking to the chosen call and he let those that have been called out. He said, enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, to waste. And how many? And how many? There be which go
in there at. Everybody's going in. Everybody. They're serenading in the name of Jesus. I thank you always for this truth. I do. I bless him. I think he has revealed this unto my heart. I won't stumble with it. He says the wide gate is going to draw them all in. He said broad and wide is that way. And many. How many did he say that Israel was few? And yet he says that way it was many that's going to go in that way. Many, many, many go in. He said, I want to warn you because straight is the gate. And narrow is, now not just a way, but the way. Which leadeth unto life. And few there be that even find it. He said the Broadway, they just go in there at. But this way is few that find this truth. Few. Only his called, elect, and chosen. When I sum this whole text up, you will see. Only those. The called, the elect, and the chosen, and the faithful are his. No one else. No one else. That is the truth. That is the truth. Luke 13. I want to go through these verses quickly. Then said one unto Messiah. He was going through the villages and the cities. Messiah. He was going through them teaching on his way to one place. Jerusalem. He knew he had to get to Jerusalem. Because he knew that the time was near for his death. And so what he said. He said, then said one unto him, you're sure. Are there be how many? Say, do you all see that? Please hear me today. He said, that be what? Few that what? Few that be saved. Do you all hear that? And he said unto them, what he told them to do? Do you all understand what that means? Strive. Exerting all effort and energy, all heart, all desire. He says, strive. To enter in where? For many, I say unto you, will what? Will what? Will what? They will try. They will go about certain ways to try. They will seek to enter and what? You all don't believe that warning to your souls. He said they won't be able. Yahweh is able. More than able. That's why I sing that he is able. He has chosen. He has elected us. Yahweh has. He has. Yahweh did. That's why Messiah said when all the work is finished, even himself, he's going to put everything under Yahweh's feet. And even he's going to be under his feet. Then who is this one? This feet, or the feet of this one that Messiah is going to be under. I want to know who he's going to put, what feet he's going to put me under. I think I do. He said when once the ruler of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and ye began to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, ruler, good one, it says there, Lord, Lord, open up unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not. Where are you from? Do you hear that? That's what the Father's going to say. I don't even know you. Where are you from? Then shall he begin to say, when we have eaten, then shall ye begin to say, ye now, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence. And thou hast taught us in the street. But he shall say, I tell you, I know not where you are from or whence ye are. He said, depart. Do you hear that? Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. That iniquity is an unrighteous law in the heart and the spirit of a man. For he will not obey Yahweh, for his heart doesn't love the things of Yahweh. That is what that iniquity is. It has no love for the truthful things of Yahweh. It hates it. It despises what he says unto them. He said, you are workers of iniquity. And he said, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When ye shall see Abraham and Isaac, Jacob, and all the, look what he says now. Did he say some of the prophets or all the prophets? And you tell me Messiah came to destroy the labor of the prophets? He said, when you see all the prophets in the kingdom of Yahweh and yourself thrust out. Why? Because you were not elected. You were not the chosen of Yahweh. And he said, and they shall come from the east, thank you, Father, and from the west, and from the north, and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom. But he didn't say sit down in my kingdom. He said they're going to sit down in the kingdom of God, even in the King James. He said they're going to sit down in the kingdom of God. That's what it says, even in the King James. And they're going to sit down in the kingdom of Yahweh. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. Thank you, Father. That's why I want to be on this last onslaught of hell to stand for the power and the truth of Him. And His truth is in His name.